Insane name. School gets a new name in ridiculous new ruling. This is just taking things too far, said Marcus Jones of the Campaign for Plain English after a school in Sheffield decided to describe its school as a place of learning. Watercliff Meadow Primary in Sheffield has adopted a new phraseology because it thinks that the word school may have negative connotations for pupils and parents. One learning institution named Watercliff Meadow decided from an early stage not to use the word school. Miss Kingdon, a teacher there, defends the decision. She said, Watercliff Meadow is a place for learning. One reason for this change was that many of the parents of the children here had very negative connotations of school. Instead, we want this to be a place for family learning, where anyone can come. We were able to start from scratch and create a new type of learning experience. There are no whistles or bells or locked doors. We wanted to deinstitutionalize the place and bring the school closer to real life. But critics condemned it as a political correctness gone mad. Richard Caborn, a local MP, is unimpressed. I'm always open to new ideas, but the reality of education is about preparing young people to live in the real world, Caborn said. I just don't think the case has been made to drop the word school and replace it with a place of learning. Andrew Sangar, Sheffield City Council's cabinet member for Children's Services and Lifelong Learning, said that, as far as he was concerned, Watercliff Meadow was a school, and that was how the council would continue to refer to it. But other schools are following suit. Barnsley is in the process of replacing its 13 secondary schools with 9 new advanced learning centers. A spokesman said that it was part of a program called Remaking Learning, aimed at regenerating the area by embracing all ages of learning, from preschool children to adults. But is changing the name of a school really going to change the educational institution itself?